We've had a lot of chag. Really. And this year, as you know, the chag comes right into Shabbos, so there's been an awful lot of exploring of both the chag and Shabbat. And yet, of course, there are always unanswered questions. And what I want to do this morning is pose three questions about a prayer and what we read in the Torah, and hopefully answer all three of them, or answer all three of them hopefully, and then call an end to all this celebrating already. Two of the questions arise from the Torah, from Bereishit, the parsha that we read this morning. One was asked of the Ger Rebbe. It says that we come from dust, the El Afar Tashuv, and we return to dust. And someone once asked the Ger Rebbe, why is that depressing? Why do people get upset when they hear that? If we started as gold and turned to dust, I would understand it. But we start as dust and we go back to dust. That seems reasonable and shouldn't be any cause for sadness. I can't tell you his answer yet because it's part of the congeries of answers to all the questions. The second question is, why does God say, Na'aseh Adam, we will make man? Who's God talking to? The traditional answer, by the way, that the rabbis give in most midrashim is that God's talking to the angels. But that's a somewhat unsatisfactory answer, and in a moment we'll get to a different one. But remember, the second question is, who is God talking to when God says, let us make the human being, make man? And the third question arises from our tefillot, from our prayers early in the morning. And it's derived from the book of Kohelet, from the book of Ecclesiastes, which we read over Sukkot. It's actually one of the assigned readings for each chag. There is a different book that you're supposed to read, and on Sukkot, you read Kohelet. And taken from Kohelet is a prayer in the early morning service, at the very beginning of the service, before even the Birchot HaShachar, with which we begin our service here. Umotar ha'adam min ha'behema ayin ki ha'kol havel. The advantage of a human being over an animal is nothing, because everything is emptiness. Everything is vanity. In other words, everyone dies. So how much better is it to be a person than a beast? It's no better, which is surprising to find in the prayer book after all, right? You wouldn't expect that the prayer book would say the advantage of a human being over an animal is nothing, ki hakol havel, because everything is emptiness or vanity or uselessness. In our prayer book, by the way, there's a slight change in the translation which answers that question, but I'm not going to use this answer for my answer today, but I do want you to know, if you look in the Sim Shalom, we have adopted a translation suggested by my teacher, Rabbi Simon Greenberg, who said sometimes ki, the Hebrew word ki, doesn't mean because, but it means when. So what the prayer is really saying is the advantage of a human being over a beast is nothing when we see the world as emptiness or vanity. We're no better than animals if we think the world is useless. We're only better when we understand that the world is meaningful and rich and important, then we're better than animals. Which is a very nice way of answering the question, but it doesn't help us with the others as much, so I'm going to put it aside. So we are left with three questions. Why should people get depressed when it says, Me'afar bata u'el afar tashuv, that you came from dust and will return to dust? Why does God say, Na'aseh Adam, we will make the human being? And what is the prayer book teaching us when it says the advantage of a human being over an animal is ayin, is nothing, ki hakol havel, because everything is emptiness? So let's try to answer all three of them at once and call it a day. These are all garnered from different Hasidic sources, but one Hasidic source tries to answer the first two questions. It says, the advantage of a human being is precisely that, it is nothing. You see, when an animal is born, its nature is programmed. What it is going to be, it is going to be. When an animal reaches whatever maturity it reaches, those are all the capacities it will ever have. No animal says, I'm going to change in mid-career. You are what you are, what you are. Right? A rose is a rose is a rose, and a hyena is a hyena is a hyena, and that's it. But a human being has nothing. That is, you have a part of you that is unformed. The zero that you have to fill in. The advantage you have over a beast is that you've got some nothingness in you. It's not all programmed. You're not all filled up. You're not all preset. You have some nothing, and with that nothing, you can do what you want. That nothing is your free will with which, I mean, there's a lot of something in you. You're not going to go out there tomorrow and fly, at least not on your own. You'll never run as fast as a cheetah. You'll never climb a tree like a monkey. There are going to be limitations, but your essential nature has a nothing at the heart of it that you get to change, and that's what God meant when God said, Na'aseh Adam. What God meant is God and human beings together make a human being. God was talking to us when God said, Na'aseh Adam. Because God doesn't say, okay, you're going to be exactly like this. You never get to deviate. You never get to grow. You never get to change. Quite the opposite. God says, look, I'm giving you these capacities, these limitations, these possibilities. Now show me what you're going to do. That's your nothing. And therefore, when the man came to the Gera Rebbe and said, why are people upset that it says, from dust you came and to dust you shall return, when after all, we didn't come from gold, we didn't come from this super valuable substance and then end up as dust. The Gera Rebbe gave him a wonderful answer. He said, no, you've got the question exactly reversed. People aren't upset that they start off great and they end up low. People are upset when they don't start off low and end up great. He said, if you end up as dust, when God gave you all these capacities and possibilities, that's something to weep about. It's when you grow, when you make something of yourself, that you have a right to feel satisfied and joyous. But how sad it is if you start off as dust, and when you get to the end of your life, you're no better than when you started off. Because after all, Na'aseh Adam, we get to do this together. In essence, that's the message of the whole holiday season. We started off in the month of Elul with repentance, with Slichot, with Rosh Hashanah, with Yom Kippur, then with Sukkot, with Shmini Atzeret, and starting again at the beginning, as we did this morning, with the Torah. And all of this is supposed to enable us to fill our nothingness with somethingness, so that we will add a little bit of luster, a little bit of soul, to the dust we were given at the very beginning of creation. Na'aseh Adam. We get to make ourselves together with God. In Don Quixote, Cervantes, who, by the way, probably had Jewish origins, has his character say, everyone is as God made them, and some a lot worse. The Gera Rebbe's answer is, everyone is as God made them, and if we try, we can be a lot better. Shabbat Shalom.